Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors in a league of their own. Call 0800 888 688.
The Radio City Sport Everton Matchbook. Pre-match.
This team, Spurs, they've got real quality. I think the individuals are... They show the quality by themselves, but then they showed in the last two visits, going away to Aston Villa and going in behind and go to Hull, very similar patterns. They never give up. They always got a real strong finishing of the games, and they came up with two away wins that they become vital. But I think this side is going to get better and better. And Mauricio Pochettino, he showed the way he wants to play the game with his time at Southampton, and it's just a matter of time that this team will be as good as he wants them to be, and they'll be a force to be reckoned.
Well, welcome inside White Hart Lane for a meeting of two teams fresh from European victories on Thursday, with qualification assured for both Everton and Spurs in the Europa League. The focus once more is on climbing the Premier League table, with Everton seeking their first win here exactly 6 years to the day since their last in 2008. Teams in the tunnel, the man in the middle today. Let's hope that the man alongside me doesn't have a referee rant. Michael Oliver from Northumberland is the man in the middle. You weren't over enamoured with Mr. Clattenburg last week.
No, I'm just looking at the game before in the press room, the Man City game. And he said the referees had a shocker there as well when he booked Aguero for diving and into penalty. So I just hope we're not talking about the referee today. One of the younger ones, Michael Oliver, today, you know, and just hopefully has a good game.
Well, the last game he took charge of when the Blues were in action followed a Europa League game. Everton lost at home to Palace by 3-2. Let's hope that has no influence on what's going to happen here this afternoon. The two teams are out. Everton are in the all-black strip this afternoon. Tottenham in their familiar colours, and the players shaking hands with each other in the usual pre-match routine. These are the two sides. Tim Howard in goal for Everton. A back four today of Coleman, Jagielka, Distant and Baines. A more familiar look about the Everton back line. Gareth Barry returns from injury, but it's Mohamed Besic alongside him today because James McCarthy is out injured. In front of them, it's Samuel Eto'o, Ross Barkley and Kevin Morales, with Romelu Lukaku leading the Everton attack. On the bench today, Tony Hibbert, Aidan McGeady, Leon Osman, Stephen Pienaar, Luke Garbutt, Christian Atsu and Joel Robles. Three changes for Spurs from last week's league win at Hull, which was also on the Sunday afternoon. Dyer, Dembele and Lamella dropped to the bench. Kirikez, Bentaleb and Lennon all start in a side that looks like this. Hugo Lloris in goal. Vlad Kirikez will play at right back. Ben Davis at left back. The two centre backs, Federico Fazio, the Argentine international who was brought in from Seville in the summer. Jan Vertonghen alongside him. In front of them, Aaron Lennon, Nabil Bentaleb, who's a 20-year-old Algerian midfielder, come through the youth ranks here at Tottenham. Ryan Mason, another former scholar alongside him. Christian Eriksen on the left. And then Harry Kane, 10 goals to his name this season, but only two of them have come in the Premier League. And Roberto Soldado, who's not scored in the Premier League this season, the Spanish international. On the bench, Yunus Kabul, Paulinho, Eric Lamella, Eric Dyer, Moussa Dembele, Nasser Chadli, and Michel Vorm, who's not getting too much action for Tottenham following his move from Swansea. Evertonians here in numbers, what would you expect? They've made their way down from Merseyside, 3,000 of them away to our right. There were a few problems on the trains, but they're all here. I was going to say tanked up, but raring to go, I think, will be the expression. Probably some of them, Graham, might have just come straight from Wolfsburg.
Yeah, probably did. Probably did. Enjoyed their time over in Germany.
Yeah, they love a trip or two to the Evertonians. There's no doubt about that. Right. Michael Oliver, as I say, is the man in the middle. Time for me to put my specs on ahead of the action. Let's hope that Michael Oliver's got
his. This is the closest we'll ever be to the players.
Yeah, we're very much
party. If you can't see that, we're in real trouble.
Listen, Graham Sharp didn't know what day it was when he woke up this morning. He thought it was Monday, so no comment from me on that one. Away we go at White Hart Lane. Tottenham getting us up and running. Everton defending the goal away to our right, and it's the Everton fans at that end. Everton attacking the Paxton Road end in the first half. Tottenham have lost possession, and Gareth Barry tries to win the ball for Everton, does so, releasing Samuel Eto'o. It's back with Barry, who's going to switch it out to the right-hand side for Ross Barkley. What a great ball it was too. Barkley, right edge of the penalty area for Everton. Turns it back for Chambers Coleman in support. Coleman trying to get on the end of a return ball. Doesn't run behind for a goal kick. It is cleared by Ben Davis for a throw into Everton.
Yeah, good start from Everton. It's Morales on the left, Bartley on the right, and Eto'o just behind Lukaku. But it's a positive start.
It is indeed.
Great ball from Gareth Barry. Put Coleman down the right-hand side before.
Now Samuel Eto'o back with Besic. 15 yards inside the Tottenham half. Played across to the left of the centre circle for Gareth Barry. Directed out to the left touchline for Baines. Baines in first time, a little 1-2 link up with Lukaku. Baines looking to get across into the penalty area. He's back on his right foot. Now he puts a left foot ball outside the penalty area for Morales, whose shot is high over the crossbar.
Yeah, it's a good play from Leighton Baines. Picked out Kevin Morales. He's just leaning back there, trying to side foot it. Well over the top, but good play from Everton. Down that left-hand side, Baines. An advanced position. It's a poor effort from Morales at the end of it.
Distant defending, getting a foot in, which does release the ball for Besic to find Baines. Baines into Samuel Eto'o, somehow found its way through to Ross Barkley. Eto'o let it run onto Barkley. Barkley's inside the Tottenham half. Barkley's evading, challenge after challenge, and still going up to the edge of the penalty area. Playing a ball into the box, might fall for Lukaku.
Oh,
it does, and he should have scored. He had to snatch at it, fell to him quickly, and he turned and shot. But it was an easy save in the end for Hugo Lloris.
What a chance. Tottenham go down the other end here. But what a chance. Great run from Ross Barkley. Got a little bit of luck. He got the break of the ball on a couple of occasions. But eventually falls to Lukaku, and he just swings with it. His right foot. Not a lot of power in the shot. Comfortable save for Lloris. But a real good forceful run from Ross Barkley.
Kevin Morales.
Get at him.
Morales. To run at the Tottenham defence. He's got a free kick just outside the corner of the penalty area.
Yeah, that's what he did. In that position, run at the fullback. I'm not sure about the fullback for Tottenham. Get after him. Morales just moves the ball. Oh, it's a rash challenge from the fullback. Gives a free kick away in the edge of the box. Good position. Corner of the box, Leighton Baines will be on it. Morales, is it in shooting distance? If it is, it'll be Morales who tries it from here, I'd imagine.
Try to whip it in, really, towards the far post, maybe, or over the wall and into the top corner of Lloris's goal. Hugo Lloris has started all Premier League games for Tottenham this season. Two-man wall he's got in front of him inside the 18-yard box. Only one clean sheet in the last 10 Premier League games, Tottenham. Has been a concern for them. Morales leaves it for Baines. Baines dummies to take and then strides up to it again, plants it into the box, headed away by Tottenham as far as Morales, who's won it for Everton. Morales trying to get it on his right foot. Morales!
What a
beauty! What a beauty from Kevin Morales! We were behind it all the way, and that is an absolute cracker on the mark on Thursday in Germany. On the score sheet again in North London, Kevin Morales with his fifth of the season, battered from the edge of the penalty area beyond Hugo Lloris. It's an absolute beauty, and Everton are in front in the 15th minute here at White Hart Lane.
What a strike. Don't begin. Get after the fullback. Get again, the ball falls him. He stops it and he just moves the ball to his right hand side away from the what a strike. In off the underside, the crossbar, bent it in, top corner. Fantastic finish.
It is. Tim Howard's ball inside the box and bowled out to Sylvain Distan. Distan goes long, but it just dissects Barkley and Lukaku, really, and Tottenham immediately have possession back. Can't afford to give it away too cheaply. Here's Harry Kane. Harry Kane across the penalty area. Kane's shot pushed away by Howard. Eriksen turns it back in and scores. Maybe Tim Howard should have done better from the initial shot, which was pushed away, but Christian Eriksen has turned it back into the net. and Everton look a bit forlorn. Tim Howard asks questions, and Everton didn't hold the lead for too long here at White Hart Lane. Just over 5 minutes, Tottenham a level. Howard maybe should have done better.
It all starts with Sylvain Distin giving the ball away. You know, it's a weak shot, it's not a lot of power in the shot. Tim Howard just pushes it to his right, and it's Eriksen who doesn't catch it right. He bubbles it into the four, and it deflects past Gareth Barry. I thought at the time Gareth Barry might have made more of an effort on the line, but you know, it was a horrible deflection. He kind of drove the ball into the ground, and it looked in at the back post. But it starts with Sylvain Distin giving the ball away too cheaply, and they come back at us. And you know, we could dissect that and say that maybe one or two people were at fault there.
Neto down the right hand side, lost possession for Everton. Here's Bentaleb. Eriksen inside for Mason, forward by Tottenham, looking to catch Everton on the back foot here. Harry Kane, outside of him goes Ryan Mason. Mason's ball into the box, headed away by Sylvain Distin as far as Kane on the edge of the penalty area. Kane tries to chip the goalkeeper, chipped it over the crossbar.
Well, certainly the Tottenham is on the front foot at the moment, catching all the time on the break. Just getting overrun in midfield.
Besic for Samuel Eto'o. Eto'o's ball on for Barkley. Barkley just challenged. And it was a decent challenge as well, as he was shaping to try and get a shot in. It's Vertonghen on the edge of the box who got the challenge in, and Tottenham have come forward here with purpose. Harry Kane's shot, though, didn't really carry any power to beat Tim Howard straight at him.
It was end-to-end stuff, and it's too easy for Tottenham.
Too easy for Vertonghen to come forward there.
Exactly. Just seems at times when they break, they just go right through the centre of midfield. Runners.
Kane.
Too easy.
Mason. It was an easy layoff. And Mason's easy. Allowed to run to the edge of the penalty area. Eriksen for Kane. Kane to the right of the box for Lennon. Lennon across the penalty area to use Eriksen again. And Eriksen almost puts Tottenham in front. It took a slight deflection and just missed the left-hand post of Tim Howard.
Well, he's beaten all ends up, Tim Howard. It's far too easy. They're having the time and space to just pick their passes. Tim Howard's beaten all ends up, and it's inches wide of the target. 1-7.
Corner, Tottenham. Eriksen has come across from the right to take. The Danish international will deliver into the box, right-footed. With a bit of pace, it comes outside the penalty area to Bentaleb. Now Mason, who clips it back in left-footed, but too much on that behind for a goal kick. Gareth Barry now for Everton. Baines on the Everton left, faced by Aaron Lennon. Just can't get the better of him. And Gareth Barry has to be used and sends it forward for Lukaku. Takes it well, away from Fazio. Left edge of the penalty area. Lukaku now on his right foot, pulls it outside of the box for Besic. Tottenham have got men behind the ball. Besic plays it out to the right for Coleman. Coleman across the penalty area on his left foot, hits one, forces the keeper into a save, but it's one that Hugo Lloris will have expected to make.
Yeah, good effort from Seamus Coleman. Got to be careful here. 3-2 for Tottenham.
One clearance, Distin's underneath it though, heads away, and then the header back towards Tim Howard. Didn't reach him, and Soldado got a toe on it, but couldn't stab it beyond Howard. Dangerous moment.
Certainly was. But just at the other end, it was a good run from Seamus Coleman. Comes in his weaker left foot, hits the target. Comfortable save from Lloris.
Now Gareth Barry. Oh, and he's challenged from behind by Kane, who's won the ball back in the last seconds of stoppage time at the end of the first half. Lennon for Soldado, and Tottenham go in front, and Everton pay the penalty for dwelling on the ball inside their own half. And Roberto Soldado is relieved to have scored his first Premier League goal of the season. But that is a horrible mess as far as Everton are concerned, giving possession away with just seconds on the clock at the end of the first half in stoppage time. Lennon onto Soldado, faced by Tim Howard. Soldado did the rest. Tottenham 2, Everton 1.
Yeah, it is. It's a mistake from Gareth Barry. Just wells on the ball, but you know, I just think they've been quicker, they've been at it more, they've closed us down, they've looked more lively in attack when they go forward. You know, they go with pace and penetration. something that we haven't got. Yes, it's a mistake. The ball gets fed to Soldado. Been on a barren run, 1-1 with Tim Howard, and he beats him at ease, kind of thing. So 2-1 top, terrible time to concede a goal just on the half-time interval. Get in at half-time, you can sit them down, but I just think we talked about the front four before again. We're too open. We're far too open. Every time they get a break on us, we look in danger.
Half-time whistle blows at White Hart Lane. What a terrible time for Everton to concede. They go in at the break, trailing by 2-1, having gone in front in the 15th minute through a wonderful Kevin Morales strike. Christian Eriksen levelled on 21 after Kane's shot was only pushed away by Tim Howard. And then Barry dwelling on the ball. And the final result saw Soldado wrap it home beyond Tim Howard. And it's the first time Everton have conceded two in a game since they last lost a game when they went down 2-1 at Manchester United. That is the half-time scoreline here. And Everton now have got a big task on their hands to turn this one around.
Well, they have. You know, they got off to a fantastic start from Morales. A wonderful goal, a fantastic strike. But the two goals we've conceded have been poor. You know, you can pick the bones out of them and say where it's all gone wrong. But for me, in the whole makeup of the 45 minutes, they've been a lot more lively than the final third. They've moved the ball quicker. They've got people breaking. You know, they're running through the middle of us. On the other hand, we're slow, we're laborious, the ball gets passed. We get good opportunities, but we're not hitting them hard enough, we're not hitting them quick enough. That's the difference for me and the teams. Every time they go forward, they go forward with a threat, you know, with a passion, if they're going to score, they're going to whip balls into the box. We're not being more laboured in their approach, and that's the difference in the team. Yes, mistakes for both goals, which is disappointing, and especially losing one, you know, just on the stroke of half-time. But overall, we've got off to a good start, and you're thinking, all of a sudden they came back into the game. But I just think, I keep talking about it again, our front four have not functioned. Morales got off a great start, but Bartley's not been in the game, Eto's not been in the game. You know, Lukaku's not been in. There's three players, you know, away from home, have not been in the game. And it's going to be difficult when you're... Listen, you can have off games, you can have... But I just think at the way the moment, they look a yard sharper than us. Especially when they're going forward, they look more inventive, they look quicker. They look as if they're going to score every time. But we pass it and get in good positions, but nothing at the end of it. And that's a disappointing thing for me, because we're off to a great start, 1-0. They're edgy, crowd are edgy. We let them back in with a soft goal. And then we give him a soft goal. Yeah, he has to finish it, but we lose possession. It happens in games, we lose possession. But I just think to get back in it, we need to do something higher up the field, more intensity, more of a threat. And it's very much, you know, laboured. You know, I don't know whether he'll make changes at half time. I think Samuel Eto'o has struggled a little bit to get in the game. I think Ross Bartley struggled to get in the game. Whether they might bring on Ozzy or McGeady or whoever, just looking through the bench, Pienaar maybe, to give us something else. But at the moment, you know, attacking wise, we ain't giving them any problems. We ain't giving them any problems, and they look more likely every time they attack the score than we do.
The Radio City Sport Everton Matchbook. Radio City Sport
with Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Kick off your personal injury claim at hampsonhughes.com.
Radio City Sport live at White Hart Lane, where the two teams are just about making their way out of the tunnel, just to our left-hand side, and back out onto the pitch to prepare for this second half. One apiece at half-time. Oh, one apiece. I wish it was one apiece. Everton trail by 2-1. It was one apiece up until the last 10 seconds of stoppage time. Tottenham snatching the lead with Soldado's effort after Barry had dwelled too long in possession. So all to do for Everton. We'll see whether there's any changes in the early stages of the second half. Doesn't look like there's any immediately at half-time as far as Everton are concerned. On the bench, McGeady, Osman, Pienaar, Atsu, Hibbert and Garbutt as far as outfield players go. And we'll see what happens during the...
I just thought that, you know, Stephen Pienaar was doing a little bit more of a warm-up than the other substitutes at half-time, so I wouldn't be surprised if he may come on early on. I just think that we've got to be very, very careful. We've got to make sure that we're right. You know, we're talking, we're very, very open, and they're just carving right through the middle of us.
Yeah, Everton must do better. Everton to kick off this second half. Defending the Paxton Lane end away to our left-hand side. Referee Michael Oliver blows his whistle to get us underway for the second period. Tottenham 2, Everton 1. Everton's throw on the far side. Baines takes back to Distan, who uses his goalkeeper. Howard's first time clearance towards the halfway line. Won by Ryan Mason. Here's Bentaleb. Bentaleb controlling and laying out to the left for Ben Davis. Davis drills one left-footed into the penalty, deflected on the way, and then Soldado's header from distance was never going to trouble Tim Howard.
Yeah, just gets in front of Phil Jagielka and said quite a way out. Had to think some header to beat him from there.
Yeah, it was a long way out.
Well, there we are, we get the ball, we try to take it short, and we lose the ball in midfield, give it straight back to Tottenham.
Yeah, there's too much of that happening. Yeah. Tottenham have possession far too easily from Everton's errors. Now down the right-hand side, Harry Kane. Distant to shackle Kane's progress momentarily, but Kane's gone to the corner of the box and hit one and forced Tim Howard into a diving save. Yeah. Comfortable take for Howard.
Yeah, good play from the youngster. Here we go, if he gets a thick one.
Long clearance from Howard, headed away by Fazio.
We're not winning second balls now. It's Tottenham are picking up every single second ball. Needs to make a change soon for me.
Kirikes. Over the halfway line it goes. Into Everton territory, and the ball in from the right-hand side. Ryan Mason is put behind for a corner.
Yeah, I think it's Ozzy and McGeady who's been getting called.
But Everton have got to defend this Tottenham corner. Eriksen going across to take. And Tottenham's big boys from the back coming forward. Fazio and Vertonghen. Corner, right-hand side. Kirikes is inside the penalty area as well. The ball's been played short. It's outside the box for Mason. Now will be whipped in right-footed by Eriksen across the six-yard box and across the face of goal and behind for a goal kick.
Yeah, well, I've said it all along, they like a cross into the box, don't they? Great ball across again. Nobody on the end of it, fortunately, for Everton. But that's a tactics. When they get it wide, get it in the box, get bodies in there, probably going to score.
Here's Gareth Barry. Barry over the halfway line.
Coleman.
Bringing in Besic. Besic has support down the right. Lukaku. Lukaku, 10 yards outside the box, across on his left foot. Might hit one. Does hit one, but it's straight at goalkeeper Hugo Lloris. You see what he was trying to do.
Yeah, but look at this.
Now it's Tottenham on the break with Harry Kane. Kane held up by Baines. And now Distan tries to come away with it, but Harry Kane still has it somehow. Then he's fouled by Barry. It's a free kick to Tottenham, 10 yards outside the box.
Silly free kick to give away, dangerous area. He's not going anywhere, he's going to... Good play from Harry Kane. Stumbles, gets up, control. He's going across the box, he's not going anywhere. Gareth Barry just has to stand on his feet and just usher him inside and give away a free kick in a really dangerous position.
Well, Eriksen's a favourite to strike this one.
Yeah.
Bentaleb is there too. The wall well back inside the penalty area. Christian Eriksen to hit it into the wall, which did its job. Defended by Everton.
Yeah, I think they're probably looking at substitutions here. Eto and Bartley, maybe. Eto and Bartley.
Possibly. I would think Samuel Eto is probably a certainty to be withdrawn here, but. There's more work for Everton to do yet as Davis sends the ball to the edge of the penalty area. Soldado lays it off for Eriksen. Eriksen back for Mason. Oh, that was a good effort from Ryan Mason. Hit it well, and it was just over the angle of upright and crossbar.
Yeah, get too many opportunities now. It's becoming too easy for them.
Besic out to the right-hand side for Coleman. Coleman just keeps the ball in play. Davis in front of him. Can Coleman get something into the penalty area? Pulls it back for Besic. Besic does lift it in. Lukaku's there to try and head down. Didn't really make a connection on it. And it's lifted clear by Tottenham as far as Gareth Barry. And Barry just gets there ahead of Lamella. Now, Baines across for Barkley. Barkley turns on the edge of the box. Played it in for Coleman. Oh, Coleman just can't finish.
It's a corner, surely.
Hugo Lloris, did he get something on it? Coleman says it's a corner. The referee finally agrees.
The linesman doesn't give anything here. That's a great chance. Good little ball in from Barkley. Coleman just can't get enough to just lift it over Lloris.
Corner, Everton. Chance maybe from this corner for Everton to press for an equaliser. Tottenham 2, Everton 1. Magidi to take the corner into the heart of the penalty area, headed down by Tottenham, and Eriksen misses his chance to clear. Comes back into the path of Magidi. Magidi puts one low into the penalty area, and that will go behind for another Everton corner in front of the Everton fans.
Decent ball in from Magidi. Tottenham did well to clear it.
Magidi then to try once more from this right-hand side. Every man back for Tottenham. Magidi goes near post. That's not a good corner. It's an easy header away and out of play by a Soldado. Distance still inside the Everton half, left of centre. Eriksen in close proximity, but he just plays it on for Barkley. And now Besic out first time towards Coleman on the right. Coleman, corner of the box, into feet for Lukaku to try and turn away and hit one towards goal, but nice idea again, yeah. But hit wide at the right-hand side.
Decent again, ball in, good little turn. We know he likes to do that, just turn. You can see what he's trying to do, just wrap his foot round it. Can't get it on target. But I look at the difference with Soldado and Lukaku, and I'm thinking, Soldado's getting more ball. You know, getting the ball into him. You know, linking play. Be reluctant to pass it in or pass it forward.
Barry very central. Plays a ball back to Magidi, just outside the box. Magidi chips it into the penalty, deflected on the way, corner. And brushed off the head of Dyer for a corner for Everton.
Can we snatch this? 3 minutes to go. Can we snatch this? Somebody needs to go and take a chance. Go and make themselves a hero.
Tottenham, understandably, have every white shirt back inside the box. Corner, Everton.
Good time to score this out. Who wants it?
Oh, if we can get it set properly. Corner. Barkley's delivery away by Tottenham. As far as Lamella.
Stand up.
Lamella just tries to hold off the challenge and Baines.
By the way, that's an awful challenge in Lamella on Leighton Baines.
He's just been booked as well.
That should be another yellow card. That's a leg breaker.
And I think he knew it as well. Here's Lukaku down the right-hand side for Everton. He's held up by Davis. That's a foul.
He's got to have a word with Lamella, surely.
Davis is going to get booked here. I can't see him showing Lamella another yellow card. Davis is booked.
It's Phil Jagielka, you're about to see. Leighton Baines is coming over as well.
Yeah. I think Baines knew he'd been hacked rather harshly by Eric Lamella. Don't think we're going to get another look at that, Graham.
No.
We've got a free kick here, which Everton will hope to make something of. They're a little angry with the official at the moment, Michael Oliver. Everton with a free kick, which is 5 yards outside the penalty area and just a few yards from the dead ball line, so Baines will have to whip it into the penalty area. Sends it towards the far post, Scott's home, is it? No! Oh, that was a real chance for Everton. Some appeals from Everton fans, I think, for handball. I didn't see that, but I thought somebody should have just got a glancing header that could have turned that home.
Oh, I know, it was a great ball in.
Distan for Everton. Not done yet, maybe. Everton have got themselves another free kick. The Tottenham boss is furious. There's another yellow card there.
Bentala
booked. Yeah. So yellow cards being brandished left, right and centre in the closing stages of this one.
Yeah, and Leighton Baines is furious. Everton players appealing for handball there. And it was big centre-half. Fazio.
Yeah. Well, Everton handball. Have got another opportunity to put the ball in the box after those Everton appeals on the last occasion. 3 minutes of stoppage time to play. Oh. Barkley sends it deep into the arms of the goalkeeper. Too much on it from Ross Barkley. Will Everton get one more opportunity to equalise in this game?
I'd like to see that again. I think the referee has missed that. We're just looking at it again out.
It's off the arm of Fazio. Was it Lukaku's header? Yeah. Magidi for Everton. Well, he's being fouled by Eriksen. Here's another yellow card. Becomes the fifth Tottenham player to be booked this afternoon.
Well, I'm sure that'll be a major talking point behind, after the game about the handball.
Yeah. Free kick, Jagielka has to go long and forward towards Distan, who heads down and away by Tottenham. Just over 1 minute of stoppage time on my watch remaining, and Harry Kane's got a run on goal here. Harry Kane's got Paulinho with him. Kane goes on his own and goes down.
Penalty.
No penalty. Referee bottled it.
That's a penalty.
The referee just looked at it and somehow waved his arm in a strange fashion that just indicated play on.
It's a penalty. I think that's a penalty.
Has he got hold of him there, Besic?
Yeah.
Now, at the other end, can Everton snatch it as Lukaku heads into the penalty area? It's cleared by Fazio, comes down by Magidi. He's got it to Lukaku on the edge of the box. Lukaku for Jagielka. Wasn't a great ball, and Jagielka just had to stab it forward. Here's Lukaku trying to bring it down, hooks it towards goal into the arms of Hugo Lloris. And I think that is just about that, because there are less than 20 seconds on my watch of the stoppage time period remaining. Free kick for Tottenham, just inside the Everton half, but it'll be the last action of the game, one feels. Free kick played short into the path of Paulinho. Full-time whistle blows at White Hart Lane. Everton's unbeaten run of 8 games in all competitions comes to a close. 5 Premier League games prior to today, unbeaten. But they turned up here at White Hart Lane, having not won here 6 years to the day since their last victory against Tottenham in North London. And it looked on 15 minutes as though Everton might put that record to bed with the Kevin Morales strike, which was hit beautifully from the edge of the penalty area to beat Hugo Lloris. But Everton were victims of their own downfall, because Tim Howard failed to deal sufficiently well enough with a shot from Harry Kane, which was pushed into the path of Christian Eriksen, who managed to find the corner of the net to equalise for Tottenham 6 minutes after Everton had gone in front. And then, on the stroke of half-time, just seconds away from the half-time whistle, Gareth Barry lost possession and Everton were punished as the ball was played by Tottenham's Lennon into the path of Soldado, who scored his first Premier League goal of the season, 2-1, and that was how it finished. And Everton have not been too impressed with referee Michael Oliver's performance, because I think they were denied a late penalty.
Well, not just that, but Leighton Baines is angry. Leighton Baines got angry. I think it was Lamela.
Yeah.
You know, it was a really rash, it was a leg breaker, and the referees let it go. You know, that, he's on a yellow card. So, listen, but overall, you know, a penalty shout at the end could well have been. They had won as well. But I just thought overall they were better. They were the more livelier team. They looked more dangerous going forward. Yeah, we huffed and puffed a little bit, but we had to take chances at the end. But I thought overall they showed more energy in the final third. They had more players who looked as if they could affect the game. You know, I thought when I saw the team to start, I thought, yeah, that's not bad. Etu, Bartley, Morales, Lukaku, 4, yeah, not bad. But unfortunately, you know, they didn't get the chance to shine. We didn't move the ball quickly enough. Listen, people will be going home and saying this about Lukaku. To me, he doesn't get enough service. He doesn't get the ball played to him. He's isolated. You look at them with Soldado, they'll knock the ball forward, they'll get round him, and they'll play quick passes. We're laboured and pass. And I guess the team as organised as Spurs, we couldn't see any reason, any way to get past, because they just dropped behind us, made it difficult for us to pass through them, won the ball, then hit us in a counter-attack, and they had pace and purpose. And that was the difference of both teams. Yeah, we huffed and puffed and we might have got something at the end of it. But overall, I think they probably shaded the game. You know, and that was a disappointing thing. They gave away goals that, you know, were poor goals to concede. We got off to a great start with a great strike from Morales, but we just couldn't take it up that extra notch. Just not enough players on the game. Etu was quiet. Ross Bartley was quiet throughout the game. I thought Morales did okay. The under substitution, I can imagine, is just because of, you know, fatigue and doesn't want to do any more damage to the hamstring. But I just thought overall we didn't perform, and final bit of the team again for me didn't function. You know, the front four, you know, and it's hard, and we talk about different bodies in there in different shape, but they look brighter, they look sharper, you know, from the first whistle. They were under a little bit of pressure, the goal go behind, showed good character to do that, but I just thought for us, there wasn't enough players at the races, for whatever reason, I don't know, but, you know, I think they dictated the flow of the game.
Well, we can't blame Europa League football, can we? Because it was the same for both sides, although Tottenham didn't have to travel.
I don't think that had anything to do with it. I honestly don't. I just thought they were sharper, more purpose right from the start. You know, and listen, once we got the goal, at times we played some decent stuff, but I just think they were not... Don't move the ball quickly enough into Lukaku. And people will argue that when it goes into Soldado, they know he's going to get a hold of it. So they'll take a chance to get forward. But I just thought, you know, their midfield, I thought, you know, Kane was full of running, Eriksen was full of running, Mason was full of running, and I just thought they outshone us here. In midfield, they controlled it and bossed it and posed us more problems than we posed them. Yes, we had a late flurry at the end, a couple of free kicks in there, a handball shout, but overall, yeah, I thought Tottenham shaded it. Which is disappointing.
Well, they'll see it as a big win. It lifts them level on points with Arsenal. So they're just a couple of points outside the top four as far as Everton are concerned. Well, they moved down a place to 10th, level on points with Liverpool, both on 17 points.
Yeah, it's still early days. It's a difficult place to come. We know that. You know, we just got to go on with it, make sure we bounce back on Wednesday in Hull. And we're at home, the onus is on us. Again, the manager will look at the formation, look to change the personnel, you know, in and around here. But I just think that, you know, the debate every time we support us, it was at something last night, and I was saying about Lukaku and he's this and he's that, but I felt sorry for him again today, because I don't think we're playing to his strengths. You know, I think we can get the ball back. Sometimes we need to turn defences, sometimes we need to get the ball further up. What was happening, they were happy to give us possession deep, and then all we take was a misplaced pass, and they were on it.
They were away.
And as simple as like the Gareth Barry situation, which led to the second goal, they robbed us by the halfway line. After two passes, it's a goal. So what I'm saying at times is, sometimes you can get possession in the middle. Yeah, it's okay, fair enough, but there's got to be a purpose to it. There's got to be a bit of possession to get a ball to slide it down the side to Lukaku. Lukaku at times is isolated up there at the best of times, but for me, he does his best work when he's working down the channels, when he gets facing defenders. At the moment, he's watching everything going across him, and everything's played in front of him, and to me, I felt sorry for him today. I just thought, as a striker, it's difficult to play in that position up front. Soldado at the other end had more options, the ball was getting played to him, people were running off him, so I know the arguments for and against, but at the time I just felt that, you know, people will maybe be criticising Lukaku, but I felt sorry for him today, because I don't think he got the service that he wants down the sides. Listen, at times it's hard when you go away from home, and this is a tough place to come, and they're quick and they're at it, and the crowd got behind them, but I just thought that we played into their hands a little bit by not moving the ball quicker, by not giving them something to think about. Everything was in front and they were happy with that, whereas something down the side, make them chase back towards their goal. Morales running at the fullback was a threat first half, didn't see enough of it. Didn't see enough of Lukaku down the side, so, you know, we can look at it and pick the bones out of it, but at the end of the day, it's 3 points. We've lost them. We've got to move on to Hull.
Well, one final job you have to do in terms of analysing the game is pick a motor range man of the match, Graham.
Difficult today. I thought there were some decent performances. I thought Phil Jagielka defended really, really well again. I'm going to give it to Mo Besic in midfield. You know, I thought he worked extremely hard. Defensively, did okay. Won tackles, passed the ball well. Don't think he had a bad pass. And he did okay today. He did okay in a difficult game. Not a lot going forward, adventurous-wise, but breaking things up, winning tackles, moving the play. So my motor range man of the match today, Mo Besic. Post-match.
I'm the first one to accept that there are difficult decisions and the referee needs to make a quick call in a split second. But obviously Fazio, he wants to make himself big. The ball is perfect for Romelu to have a clean contact, and then the ball gets blocked with his arm. His arm is not in a natural position. Obviously, if that ball hits you in the chest, you've done great, but if it hits you in the arm, it's a penalty. And it's so high up that the view shouldn't be obstructed for the referee. But that's a part of the game that, or part of luck, that it plays part in the game. So I've got no no complaints from that point of view. We were very unfortunate throughout the game, and clearly that reflects the result, that I don't think the performance of the two teams were too much of a difference.
The Radio City Sport Everton Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Score up to £2,000 cash advance when your claim's accepted. See website for terms.